Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Luke chapter 8, reading from verse 19 to 21. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the prayers. And it was told him by setting, which said, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Amen. The title of our message is The Family of Christ. Mary and his brothers and sisters came for him, but they were outside. They couldn't come in because there were so many people there that were surrounding him. Surrounding who? Jesus Christ. And so one came and told him that your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside. And then he answered and said to those people who came to inform him that my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. That his own brothers, sisters, and mothers, and those who are related to him, are those who take to the word of God, that they are his brothers and sisters, that is his family, that the family of Christ is the family of the Holy Bible, family of the scriptures. And so he's saying that only those who do the will of God. What is the will of God? That we should believe on him whom he sent. We should receive him. See what the scripture says concerning the will of God in John chapter 6, reading verses 39 and 40. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He says, anyone that sees the Son and believe on him, that is the will of the Father, that we should see the Son and then believe on the Son of God. And then he says, everyone that does so, he will raise them up at the last day. That he's going to raise every one of them because they are his family. They are his brothers and sisters. They are the family of Christ. That the will of God is that we should look unto his Son. We should believe on him. That means we can see him. We can receive him. That's why Jesus says that these are my brothers and sisters, those who take to the scriptures. That it is the scripture that is the Son of God. God himself, the Almighty God, gave birth to all scriptures. He said the only way we can enter into his family is to take to the word that God planned before the foundation of the word, that he will adopt us into his family through the scripture, through his Son. That is only as many as receive him. To them he gives the rights, gives the authority to become a child of God. That it is only those who do the will of the Father. That the will of the Father is that when we see his Son, who is his Son, the Holy Bible, and then believe on him. Then when we believe on him, we receive him as the Son of God. We receive the Bible as the very Son of the living God. And then he abides in our hearts. He said, everyone that receive him, as many has received the Bible as the Son of God, he says they shall rise again. He will give them everlasting life at the last day. And so he said, this is the will of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. That is the message. The message is that God so loved the world, he gave us the Holy Bible. And that whosoever believes on him and receives him, he will give them everlasting life. That he came to have brothers and sisters. Jesus says that those who are my brothers and sisters are those doing what God commanded. That God's will is that we should receive Christ, because he is the Son of God. That anyone that receives the Son will set him free. That the Son of God abides in the house forever. And then whoever receives the Son of God, he gives them rights. He gives them authority to become a child of God. Like everyone that has received English language, he is giving the authority to come into the family of English. He says everyone that received the word of God, he gives them the right to become a child of God. That they are his brothers. That the family of Christ is the family of the word of God. And that God came to bring us into sonship. He came to bring us into his own family. It is this one family of God that God is preaching to humanity. He is testifying of him to us. Because it's only this family that shall be saved. There is not another. Hear what the Master said himself in Luke chapter 17. Reading from verse 24. And we'll read it to verse 30. For as the lightning that lightneth out of one part of under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sowed, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Are you hearing? He's saying that day that God is going to reveal his Son, that means he's on location. What is remaining to be revealed, to be known. And that's why the Son of God came to reveal the truth to us, that he is the Son of God. Who? The Word. He says, who is my brother? Who is my sister? He that takes to this Son of God, that takes to the Word of God. That the Word of God is the Son of God. He's saying the day that he will be revealed, in the day that God will reveal the glory of the Holy Scriptures. He says it will be as the lightning that shineth from the east to the west. That is a global thing. It cannot be hidden because the Bible is on location. We have the Holy Bible. That this Holy Bible is the very Christ, the Son of the living God. He says it's only this family that shall be saved, that he used Noah as example. That only the house of Noah that was saved, the Word was there. And then Noah was speaking, being the prophet, testifying to them, come. He says the end of all flesh has come. There's only one way to be saved, enter this ark. And then they didn't believe. He says only those who believe, Noah, the eight of them that enter the ark were saved. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Holy Bible, in the days of the Son of God. Because Jesus is the prophet of the New Testament. That all prophesy unto John. But there's a prophet God said we should listen to. That's why he says his prophecy is from the east to the west. It's a global thing. Is this prophet Moses said that the Gentiles should listen to him. Anyone that does not listen to him shall perish. He says, listen to this family. And that as it was in the days of Lot, that one family was saved, that of Sodom. Lot went and called the son-in-law. They were not coming. They perished. He said to us, there is only one family that shall be saved. That family is the family of Christ. And he's advertising that family to us. He says that he is that family. He is that one that gives the rights to become a child of God. Who? The Word of God. The authority, the legal authority. He will give you, you become a legal child of God. That's so the scripture says. And that it's only those who receive him that are brought into the family of God. Into that one family of God. And that's why he's saying to us, we should do what God says. Look at Luke chapter 13. Hear what he says. Luke chapter 13 from verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. He says, strive to enter into this family. Strive to become a citizen of this family. In verse 25, when once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out, and they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. He said, once the master of this house, of this family, shut the door, he said, it's done. Which door? He said, I'm the door. By me. If anyone enter in, he shall be saved. Who said so? Jesus Christ. He said, the only way we can enter this family is to do the will of the Father. To take to his word. That his word is given to us. That God gave us the scripture so that we will receive the scripture. And then we become joint heir through Christ. And then we are brought into the family of God. And he says that once the door is shut, that he has set a day that he will shut the door. That's why he called it the last day. The trumpet will sound. And then he said, then they come and start knocking and say, open to us. He said that he will say, I never knew you. You that walk iniquity. What iniquity is it? Outside are dogs. Outside are hypocrites. Outside are liars. That it is this house, he said, we should strive to enter. What house? The house of God. That God dwells in Christ, with Christ, his word. That God dwells in the Holy Scriptures. He says, strive to enter in and let him enter you. Let the truth of this Bible enter you, that he is the Son of God. He said, when the Son enter you, then the Spirit will be crying, Abba, Father. Then you are now a child of God, born again by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. That heaven and earth shall pass away. But this family cannot pass away. The Holy Bible can't pass away. And Jesus says, strive to enter, because there is only one that shall be saved. What are you supposed to do? He says, strive to enter in at the door. Enter into this house. What is he telling us? He said, we should eat the truth of this Bible, that he is only the one that shall be saved. That he has promised that he will not only shake the earth, he shall shake heaven and earth. He will shake the spiritual world and shake the physical world. He will shake every word and remove them. Say here the scriptures, that if we are standing on the ground of our natural family, say that ground cannot stand. If we are standing on the ground of religious divisions, they have divided us with different names. He said that ground cannot stand. There is only one ground and pillar of the truth. Jesus Christ, that's that name. St. Peter said there's only one name whereby we can be saved. That's the name of Jesus. Is that family name. He came to surname us, to give us the same name as children are born into a family and they receive the name of their father. That is what God came to do. He gave us his name. He says, is this name, the family in heaven and on earth is named. The angels are named by him on earth. What name? The name of Jesus. What name? The name of the Word of God. That is the New Testament name of the Word of God. In the Old Testament, he is called the Lord. In the New Testament, God so exalted the Bible, he gave him a name. What name? The name of Jesus. That's why in the New Testament, you see the apostles speaking of the Word of God as Jesus Christ. He says, you are dead. Our main life is hid with Christ. When Christ is come, then we will come with him in glory, with his life. For you are dead, your main life is hid in him. Moses said that this is your life. The apostle said Jesus is your life. If Moses said in your time the scripture is your life, the apostle said the scripture is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Strive to enter in. That it is this family that he says Abraham is in. Abraham believed the scriptures. As how to enter the family. That Isaac is in, Jacob is in. He said, all the prophets, because they had the spirit of the scriptures. He said, you should enter in as well. That we also have in the same spirit of the scriptures. We are belonging to the scriptures. That if God is the father of the holy scriptures. And the holy scripture is his son. He said he gave us this scripture so that he will bring us into his family. Will be adopted. That anyone that receives Christ is adopted to the family of God. That Abraham received Jesus Christ, that's how he was adopted into the family of God. God said, come out from your natural family. Come out from the country you know before. Come into this heavenly country. That's why Abraham was seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God himself. What city? The city of the living God. He said, for us, now you are come unto Mount Zion. To the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. John saw this city coming from heaven, is the city of God. He said, that's where God dwells. Who? This Holy Bible came from heaven. Jesus says, enter is the ark of the New Testament. And it is only himself that will remain. That all creation shall wipe away in his presence. They will flee away. And then only the Creator will remain. That it is this family he ordained for us. That before he ever created, that we should come in into this family and come into his beloved. That this is his beloved family in whom he is well pleased. That if we come into this beloved, then we are in his beloved. He has appointed it. He has predestined us to come into his beloved because he had only one chosen one. That's why he gave us the name. That this name he gave to this living one that has newborn babe, desire the sincere make of the word, that you may come into the knowledge of him. And so he's saying to us that all we need to do is to strive to enter in by faith. Faith alone is needed. See what the scripture says in Galatians chapter 3. That is by faith we are born into this family. Galatians. Chapter 3, verse 6 to 9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You see, that's why he said many will come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, that is global. He said they'll come that the scripture foreseen that the whole world will be justified by Christ, preach Christ to Abraham. He preached the scripture to Abraham. And Abraham believed. Therefore, he now gave us that is the only way to enter into this family, by faith. Only believe. In who? In the Son of God. That the scripture is the Son of God. That if we don't do so, we cannot enter. The only way to enter is to do the will of the Father. That whosoever sees the Son and believe on him shall enter, shall be saved. And that Abraham believed the scripture. That he is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, the seed that was promised. And therefore he rejoiced to see the days of Jesus Christ, the days of the Holy Bible. And Jesus says that he must first be rejected of this generation. That this is the stone the builders disallow. That they will first reject Christ. Abraham did not reject Christ. He received Christ. He said, everyone that do as Abraham are of Abraham. They are faith with the faith to Abraham. That's what the apostle said in verse 27 of Galatians 3. Hear what he says. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye all are one in Christ. And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. He says, everyone that has been baptized by the Holy Spirit. You know, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water. But he that cometh after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of the Scriptures. He says, everyone that have been baptized by the Spirit of the Scriptures have put on the Scriptures. The new man is forming their hearts. Who is the new man? Christ. The new. That's why he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new being. All things have passed away. All things have become new. What new? The newness of the word of God. Arise in our heart, in our soul, in our mind. That's how to become a child of God. That's why he told Nicodemus, except you be born again. That has nothing to do with flesh and blood. He said, born again, not by the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. That as many as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ in their heart. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. They have put on the scriptures. That God is the Father of the scriptures. And this Father of the scriptures says, everyone that receive his Son are given the right to gain access to him. They become a child of God, even as Christ is. That we all who have received Christ become sons and daughters of God. Who says so? God that cannot lie. The God of the Holy Scriptures. It is written that if we believe that the Holy Bible, the Holy Scripture is the Son of God, and we receive him in our heart, he says he will give us the right to become children of God. And God will confirm it by giving us his Spirit. That is why he says the Spirit will be crying in your heart, Abba, Father. Who is your Father? The Word. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. That is only those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Son of God in our heart. In Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. It's only through the Holy Bible we all have access to the Father. Through this word of God. That's why he said there's no male, no female, no Jew, no Gentiles, no nothing like that. No other name. All the names that we are ascribing to, it cannot save us. Except this name. He said, by him we have access to the Father. In verse 19, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's why he wants to give us the Spirit of the Scriptures. That's how we become a child of God. When we receive the Spirit of Sonship. Who is the Son of God? The Scripture. Then when we now receive the Spirit of the Son of God, then we will be crying that he is our Father. He is that everlasting Father. He is that undiable Father. He says, except you come to this family and you know that the Word of God is that eternal Father. The only true Father that can save. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you and in you. He said, the world cannot receive this Spirit because they don't know whom he is. They are standing on their natural ground of their family. Some are standing on the ground of their religious name. But it says there's no other name that you can be saved except the name of the Holy Bible. No other name except the name of Jesus. That all others are lies. That he will be revealed. That when he is revealed, there will be lamentation. There will be sorrow. There will be gnashing of teeth. And they said, did we not see you in our street? We saw you in our fellowship. We saw you everywhere. We were looking at you. Looking at who? The Holy Bible. But say, you workers of iniquity. You didn't do what the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that anyone that seeth him must believe that this is the Son of God. The Scriptures is the Son of God. For no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father have declared him. Moses said you didn't see any similitude. You only heard a voice. He spoke. And every word he spoke is what you are reading in the Bible. That holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. He says that is how we are born into that family. When the Spirit enters us, then we will be crying as the prophet were crying. We will be speaking as they spoke. We preach the word. Paul said, preach the word. Be instant in season out of season, for a time is coming, they will not endure sound doctrine. They will stand on the shaking sand, the foundation that has no foundation, that he is that rock. And God put his name on this rock. He says, stand on this ground and pillar of the truth, which is the church of the living God. This is the truth. The word of God is the truth. That's the only way we can become a child of God. So Abraham received, Isaac did, Jacob did, and all the prophet, what of you? He said, receive him. We have hope. A time is coming. He said, there will be no hope. The door will be shut. That the door was shut in the days of Noah. No one could enter. Noah didn't shut the door. The Lord shut the door. He said, once the master of the house shut the door, who is the house himself? Who is going to shut it? The spirit of the scripture. He said, when he shut the door, that he is that potter. He will not open to another. That anyone that wants to enter in another way, the portal will not open. That he has a Father. That the Father is the Spirit of the Scripture. It's the Spirit of the Scripture that gave us the Scriptures. Who is the Father? The Holy Spirit. Who is the Son? The Scripture himself. Strive to enter into this house. Jesus says, I am the door. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.